here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 31st of March, 2017. It was on this day, 1930, the Motion Picture Production Code was put into effect. It was known as the Hays Code, after the Hollywood censor Will Hays. Guidelines for the depiction of sex, violence, crime, and religion in American movies. A list of 36 don'ts and be carefuls. It was made obligatory in 1934, and from then until 1968, films had to pass the production code in order to be released. The Supreme Court had ruled in 1915 that the First Amendment to right to free speech did not extend to movies, so the film industry was nervous about government regulation, and they adopted the Hays Code, which said that crime must be punished, criminals should not be presented as sympathetic characters, pre- or extramarital sex must never be portrayed in a positive light, authority figures must be portrayed with respect, the church and the clergy must not be laughable or villainous, and showing drug use and interracial romance were outlawed. The Hays Code was the reason Ingrid Bergman got on the plane in Casablanca instead of Living in Sin with Humphrey Bogart. But in the 50s, a number of movies defied the Hays Code, such as Billy Wilder's Some Like It Hot, and the production code gradually faded away. It's the birthday of the poet and novelist Marge Piercy, born Detroit, 1936. Her grandfather, a union organizer who was murdered while organizing bakery workers. She grew up working class, Jewish, in an era when anti-Semitism was a constant part of life, witnessed the Detroit race riots. She said, "I knew so many kinds of people, from a Wyandotte Native American to kids from the projects to kids up from Appalachia to strivers and strainers and gamblers and numbers runners. Detroit formed me." Author of novels, Braided Lives, He, She, and It, and her most recent collection of poems called Made in Detroit. Here's a poem for today by Kendra Tanacha, making risotto for dinner when his ex-wife calls. While I mince an onion, he talks with her, planning their son's bar mitzvah, sounding so familiar, so nuts and bolts. Turning up the gas flame, I sauté the onion, translucent, butter, sizzles, foams. As they go over the invitation list, names I've never heard. Adding a cup of arborio, I think of white rice thrown high in the air by the fistful. I pour two glasses of Chardonnay, one for the risotto, one for myself. Sip, then gulp, blend. The band, flowers, menu, heady. I stare at the recipe to orient myself, to understand what I am doing. Add broth, cup by cup, until absorbed. Add parmesan, serve immediately. The word immediately catches my eye. But their conversation continues. Then his son gets on the line and hangs up on him as I stir and stir, holding the wooden spoon. Making risotto for dinner when his ex-wife calls, a poem by Kendra Tanacha from her collection A Filament Burns in Blue Degrees, published by Lost Horse Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.